The Houston Independent School District's Board of Education met last Thursday for a two-hour workshop meeting before closing to executive session for 9 hours. When they returned from executive session, they had named a new interim superintendent, a district administrator who has served in the district for the past 3 years. Granita Latham will serve as the HISD interim superintendent during a crucial time for the district as it faces many budget and regulatory challenges. Latham previously served as the district's chief academic officer. She was hired by its previous superintendent, Terry Greer, who hired her away from the Illinois Peoria School District a day before their trustees were poised to consider terminating her superintendent contract there. Greer and Latham had previously worked together in San Diego, and Latham, who is 48 years old, has spent her entire professional career in education, starting as a high school business teacher in North Carolina. Greer told Pulitzer Prize-winning Houston Chronicle columnist Lisa Falkenberg this week that Latham is willing to stand up for what she believes in and that she's seen her make decisions that were right on the cusp of costing her her job. Latham vowed to work hard in her new assignment.
I want to say thank you to the Board of Trustees for your confidence. I want to say thank you to my teammates for your support. One of the things that we truly have done these past several weeks is we've pulled together as a team. We will continue to work together as a team. We have a lot of work to do. Those people that know me know I work hard, and I expect everyone to work just as hard as I do.
Also last week, the HISD board discussed its staggering $115 million budget deficit projection. That number is down from more than $200 million as it was first projected, but it still leaves a lot of work and hard decisions for the district leadership to make. Renee Barajas, the district's chief financial officer, gave a presentation to the school board about how much money needs to be cut and from what units within the district. Barajas also presented the district's plan to redistribute funding across the campuses in an effort to ensure equality. Barajas explains.
That was a driving force about a year ago that started us down this path to look at how can we redistribute funds within certain campuses that under the current funding model didn't have the necessary funds for them to have certain essential positions.
Board trustee Diana Davalia said the redistribution plan will allow the smallest and poorest schools in her district the ability to hire critical staff they don't currently have.
They don't have a counselor. They don't have a librarian. They don't have a fine arts teacher. They don't have a computer teacher. You have got to go out there and visit some of these schools. I even got to the point and I said, field trip, because sometimes it's hard to compute it unless you see it. When I went out to Port of Houston, they are surrounded by nothing but warehouses and 18-wheelers going down the street every single day. I asked the principals point blank, what do you think of the FTEPUA model? And they're telling me, you know, it's hard. Change is hard. But you know what? It's going to benefit me in the long run. It's going to benefit our communities in the long run. Because I'm actually going to gain a nurse, a librarian, and a counselor, and a fine arts teacher, which I've never had at this campus. That campus has never had one. And I know it's hard for some people to understand because your campus has had the luxury of having it. And it is a luxury in this district. But when you go out there and visit Port of Houston, I keep saying Port of Houston because I almost said let's have a town hall meeting and people got upset on Twitter because I said let's have one in Port of Houston. They thought it was too far out. But I wanted to take people out there so they could see what the reality is.
By the summertime, the district will need to come up with a budget for the next year that will require $115 million in cuts while continuing its focus on making campus funding more equitable across the district. The decisions haven't been made yet, and they will be big decisions that will be made by the school board and its new interim superintendent. This is Steve Gallington with the People's News.